Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We've been looking at a new and a better covenant, and we've discovered that God cut a covenant with Abraham, and He gave us better promises in the New Testament, the New Covenant. And you know, when He brought Israel out of Egypt, it was the top of a world. He took them out of the world, so to speak, and He brought them out loaded with benefits. The way when a person gets saved, God loads you with benefits. There's healing and provision and life more abundantly available. But you have to appropriate those promises and you have to believe God for them. And then you walk in them. And so we want to look at when Israel were delivered out of Egypt. They came out there loaded with benefits. How does it affect me? What does it mean for my life when I come out of the kingdom of darkness and translate it into the kingdom of His dear Son? It affects my life. And I pray to God that I will get the understanding today and that I would walk in the fullness of the promises that are afforded to me. Let's continue right now.
When you came out of the kingdom of darkness, you came out healthy, wealthy, and wise. You just don't know it and you haven't appropriated it.
Amen.
It's the same thing. It's a type and shadow. So we've got to get to understand that God immediately, abundantly met their needs.
Amen.
Immediately and abundantly met their needs. They were in the wilderness, no water, hit a rock, water came out the rock. There was no food, they woke up, there was food on the ground. They wanted steaks, they woke up, and there was birds flying at their height, they would just catch them.
Amen.
God said this in John 10:10. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy Egypt. Right, that was Egypt. Not today, we're just making a point here. Right, Egypt is not devil and not hell in that today. Please don't misunderstand me. But at that time, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. They were stealing, killing, and destroying their peace, joy, and freedom.
Amen.
Right? But I, God, represented by Moses, have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. They came out free, healthy, wealthy, and wise. When you got saved, you came out free, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Suddenly, expect your suddenly from God. I'm telling you right now. God was the source of Israel's sudden wealth, sudden freedom, and sudden healing.
Amen.
And that's the covenant that they had then. This is the covenant we have now.
Amen.
Whew. Ours is best, best, best. And so the first thing He did when He brought them out of bondage was to abundantly meet their needs. Well, my needs are not being met. Well, you became born again. You just don't know about your covenant rights. You just don't know about your promises. God said, I became poor so you can become rich. That's New Testament, not Old Testament.
That's right.
I became poor so you can become rich.
That's it.
I supply seed to the sower and bread for your food. I increase the fruits of your righteousness. And I multiply the seed sown. That's God. I supply you every need according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus, not by where you come from. God suddenly changed your life, suddenly changed your status, suddenly changed who you are. The day you got born again, we just don't appropriate it. This is covenant talk. A covenant is stronger than a contract. It's a contract with God, which is unbreakable. But a covenant today, or a contract today, is you better make sure you've got 25 lawyers because they're going to find ways to get around it.
Amen.
There's no getting around God's covenant. No way. No getting around God's covenant.
Amen.
Amen. And so besides just the material substance, God provided physical health for all the Israelites.
Amen.
Good grief.
I'll read it again, Psalm 105:37. At last God freed all the Hebrews from their slavery and set them away laden with the silver and gold of Egypt, and not even one was feeble on their way out. Listen, when you were in the kingdom of darkness, think about this. The Bible says God freed all the Hebrews from their slavery. You were in slavery to the devil. Amen. You thought you weren't. You didn't know you were. You thought you were having a good life. You weren't. Amen. You were as slaves. And so when he brought you out from slavery, he came out, they came out laden with silver and gold of Egypt, and no sick. That's how we should be today. That's a promise of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Remember, this is a picture of our redemption. The way they came out of Egypt is a picture of our redemption. When we were first born again, most of us would have been satisfied just to have our sins forgiven.
Amen.
I would have been satisfied just to have my sins forgiven. But that did not satisfy God. God said, no, 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 that's not enough. My son paid the full price for your redemption, and it's meant to affect every part and area of your life.
Amen.
That's why I said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Don't just take salvation, take all the benefits that go with it. What goes with it? Healing. What else goes with it? Peace. What else goes with it? A good relationship. Come on. This is a covenant promise founded on better promises than in the New Testament, in the Old Covenant. Wow, 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 wow. Amen. And it was the day of Passover that opened the way to freedom, healing, and abundance for the Israelites. Passover. What does that represent? Passover, we all know what happened. Where they had to kill the sacrificial offering. They had to put it in their house. They had to cook it and eat that thing. And they take blood from that sacrificial offering. This is when they were in Egypt, before they came out. And they had to take the blood of that lamb or goat or ram or whatever it was. And they'd have to take hyssop, which is a kind of branch with leaves on. And they'd put it in the blood and they'd hit the lintels of the doorpost on the top, on the side, and on the bottom.
Amen.
And that forms a cross. Think about it.
That's
Jesus. Right then, the first Passover was representing Jesus, the Lord, and our Savior. Oh my goodness.
Amen. Amen.
And so that Passover is when the angel of death, the angel of no money, the angel of sickness, the angel of fear, that angel came over and he saw, wait a minute, there's a sign of a cross with the blood of a lamb on it.
Amen.
I've got to go past this house. I'll go to the next house. Oh, those are all covered with the blood of the lamb. Let me go to this area. He has nothing. And all the firstborn were killed. Really, this must have been, I don't know, terrifying to me. Absolutely terrifying. Let me tell you something. Without Jesus, it's terrifying. Without salvation from God, it is a terrifying thought of what's going to happen. Believe me. Because there is an angel of death. And he's called Diablo. The devil.
Amen.
Yeah? Yeah? And so if God was willing to protect his people and bless his people in the old covenant, or under the old covenant, we have to understand without a shadow of a doubt that the new covenant is founded on way better promises through Jesus Christ, our high priest now.
Amen.
Much better. So if the angel of death passed them, how much more can we stand for today?
Amen.
I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus has given me, he's paid the full price for my redemption. This is a very, very important covenant talk. We have to understand the covenant that we have with God. Because if we don't understand this covenant with God, we won't walk in the blessing. Listen, if I've got a contract that I've just bought, say, a new house, or I bought a car, I've signed the deal, the contract they've signed, we've all signed, they got it, I got my copy, right? And my copy says that your car is guaranteed for the first 100,000 miles, for the train, etc., all the parts in that car. And something breaks down in my car, and I say, forgot the covenant, and I go and I pay for it myself, and I do the work myself. In the meantime, these guys would have done it for free with the right products. But because I've got a contract that I don't care about, I don't know about, I'm going to lose every time. And another thing, listen, when you go and you unscrew and unbolt a part that's covered under their contract, they will say, that's it, your contract is null and void from now on in this thing. God doesn't do that to us. See, this is people's ways of just getting out of paying anything. But God doesn't do that. But that makes that contract null and void. Because you worked on it, we've got no responsibility. No liability falls on us now. So if the thing seizes and dies, it's on you. Because you took a screwdriver and turned one screw. They can do that. You know that, right? That's the truth. But how many people do not understand they've got this covenant with God? We don't know what's in the fine print of this covenant. We haven't been reading the Word of God every day to find out what my covenant rights are. And he says the new covenant is founded on way better promises than the old covenant. And the old covenant, look how he took care of them. Look what he did when he brought them out of Egypt. And the new covenant is way better. Well, they got prosperity, they got peace, they got freedom, they got healing. Hello? They got delivered. Amen. Some of us just accept deliverance. That's it. I'm delivered from the devil. I'll be sick, but you know what? I'm saved. I'll be broke, but you know what? I'm saved. I'll have a terrible marriage, but you know what? I'm saved. Why would we want to do that? I live in fear, but I'm saved. I confess Jesus, but I'm scared. I confess Jesus, but I'm broke. I confess Jesus, but I'm sick. Read the covenant. Read the promises and then appropriate the promises for yourself and say, by the stripes on your back, my Lord and Savior, I walk in divine healing. Thank you, Lord. I am healed. I'm getting out of Egypt. Hello. Come out of Egypt. You're out. Stop visiting. Don't visit Egypt no more. I'm not talking about the physical Egypt. Amen. Because it's a great place with pyramids and all stuff. And great people live there. I'm talking about the world system. And just get your covenant rights. Amen. Find out what your promises are and appropriate them. Amen. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you. We're going to look at this covenant and we're going to see exactly what this means for our lives. And boy, oh boy, we're going to work according to this covenant and we're going to get all those promises that are in that covenant for us. We thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. I speak to every covenant person of God right now that's listening by way of the internet, on the radio, TV, Facebook, YouTube, wherever. I speak to you right now and I say, by the stripes on Jesus' back, you are healed. He brought healing to all those children of his. I speak healing over arthritis and heart problems and sugar problems and fear problems and any kind of back problems and any kind of kidneys and liver and all sugar and all kinds of problems in the name of Jesus. I speak right now and I command those spirits of infirmity to get out in the name of Jesus. One of my covenant promises is I can cast spirits of infirmity out, and I cast every spirit of infirmity that's trying to touch the children of God that's watching right now, listening right now. I command you up in the name of Jesus. You loose them and let them go. They will walk in divine health in Jesus' name. Amen. Now all you do is say, I believe it, I receive it, and I refuse to accept sickness another day in my life. Amen and amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival and tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.